But you see, we take religion as sort of a, how should I say, a secondary thing that's good when you die.
但是我们把宗教都看成是一种次要的事情，认为说好，你死的时候那是对你有好处的。
It's a very handy thing when it comes to die.
讲到要死的这回事的话，宗教是很方便的事情。
But until then, we just have to do our best we can with our own life.
但是在那个之前呢，我们就尽量来过自己的生活。
God said, "No, no, no, you've got it all wrong."
神说不不，你全搞错了。
You are my children now.
现在你们是我的孩子。
And when you come into my house, you're going to do things my way.
当你进到我的家中的时候，你要按我的方式来做事。
And we're going to live in love and joy and peace.
我们要活在喜乐、平安、和平中。
We had an orphanage in Argentina.
我们在阿根廷有个孤儿院。
We had all kinds of children.
我们有各种各样的小孩。
We had one little boy that lived the first 6 years of his life in an insane asylum.
我们有一个小孩子，他六岁，他前六年的时候都是过在疯人院里面度过的。
In fact, he was born there because his mother was insane.
事实上，他生在疯人院里面，因为他的妈妈是疯子。
But then we took him into the orphanage.
然后我们就把他带到了孤儿院里。
Well, he still did things like insane people do.
他做事情还是像那些疯子一样。
Lots of crazy things.
有很多疯的事情。
Carlos, in this house, we don't do that.
我们就跟他说 ,Carlos, 在这个家中我们不这
样做。Carlos, we don't act that way.
Carlos, 我们不可以有那样的举动。
Carlos, we don't eat that way.
Carlos, 我们吃东西不是那样吃的。
Carlos, we don't talk that way.
Carlos, 我们讲话不是那样讲的。
You see, he was in our house now.
你知道，因为他现在在我们的家中了。
But he's enjoying food like he never had before.
但是他以前从来没有像现在这样子这么好好的吃一顿。
He was enjoying love like he never had before.
他也在享受爱，那是他以前不曾有的。
One day when he'd been there at the home about 2 years,He's about 8 years old.
有天他差不多那时候已经八岁了，到我们孤儿院已经两年了。
A man drove up on a motorcycle.
有一个人骑摩托车来。
To see me.
来看我。
And he parked his motorcycle there.
他就把摩托车停在那里。
And little Carlos, like any little boy.
这个 Carlos 他就像任何的小男孩一样。
Came up and started to play with a motorcycle.
他就到前面去，想要去玩一玩摩托车。
Well, it could tip over and hurt him badly.
摩托车可能翻倒，他就会伤得很厉害。
Well, this man went out gently.
所以这个人就很柔和的。
And said, "No, dear, don't do that. It can hurt you." And he took him gently away.
就是很柔和的把他带走，说：“哦，亲爱的，你不要这样子，这样子可能会伤到你。”
And Carlos' eyes went wide open.
Carlos 的眼睛就睁得大大的。
And his mouth dropped open.
他的嘴巴也张开了。
And he said to his companion, he walked away, just looking at her.
他就跟他的同伴，然后就这样子走，走到旁边。
He said to his friend, "Did you hear that?"
他就跟他的同伴说：“你听到那句话吗？”
His friend said, "What?"
他的朋友说：“什么？”
He called me dear.
他叫我亲爱的。
No one ever said that to him before till he came there.
在他到孤儿院之前，从来就没有人这样叫过他。
Other things.
别人叫他都是用别的方法来叫。
He was surrounded by love, and he changed completely.All that terrible thing that they said would never change. Oh yes, it did.
他完全改变了。本来人们说他永远都变不了的，结果完全改变。
See, we're in his home.
我们在他的家中了。
Our whole life changes.
我们的整个生命都改变了。
We have the Holy Spirit to be with us.
我们有圣灵和我们在一起。
And guide us.
来引导我们。
Oh, he's guided me so many, many times.
他有许许多多次都引导了我。
Often we don't know what to do next or which way to go or we get the place we have to choose. We don't know.
常常我们到一个地方不晓得要往哪里去，或者说不晓得接下来要做什么事情。
But Jesus said, when he comes, he will guide you.
但是耶稣说，当他来的时候，他就会引导你。
You see, he has to come into our life because he won't come otherwise.
他必须进到我们的生命里，不然的话他就没有办法。
Only when I really want him.
唯有当我们真的想要他的时候。
And I'm ready to enter into his house and live the way he wants me to.
我准备进到他的家中，按着他的方式来生活。
He can't come.
不然的话他就没有办法来。
He can only come on his terms.
他只能够按着他的条件来。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
Sometimes we want him to come on our terms.
有时候我们喜欢他按着我们的条件来。
But he will never do that.
但是他永远不会这样做。
But it's the most wonderful thing that can ever happen to a human life.
但是这是人所能够经历最奇妙的事情。
It's to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
就是受圣灵的洗。
Paul in Ephesians calls it to be sealed with the Holy Spirit.
保罗在以弗所书里面讲到说他们蒙了所受的圣灵为印记。
He writes on your heart.And on your mind.
他写在你的心上，写在你的意念上。
Just like we used to brand cows.
就像我们以前会把牛给烙印。
This one is mine.
这个是我的。
And all the angels and all the devils know this one.
所有的天使，所有的魔鬼都知道说这一位属于他。
Forever and ever and ever.
直到永永远远，永永远远。
That's what he comes for.
这就是他来的目的。
Paul said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?
保罗说你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
No, we don't know anything about it.
没有我们对这个一无所知
We said, oh, you must.
他说你们一定要受
It's so difficult trying to lead a decent Christian life without his help.
若没有圣灵的帮助要过一个好好的基督徒生活是这么的困难
Because that's what he came to do is help us.
因为他来的目的就是这样子要帮助我们
Maybe you think you're big enough for life.
或许你想你已经够大了能够过生活了。
Well, if you're young, you might think that.
如果你年轻你或许会这样想。
But life is very big.
但是生命是很大的。
And we are very little.
而我们很小。
And suddenly things can happen and it's too big for us.
忽然之间可能发生一些事情对我们来说太大了。
Things happen in my life.
我生命中发生过一些事情。
When I was 10 years old, my father died.
我十岁的时候父亲就过世。
I had to live in a foster home.
我必须被寄养在别人的家中。
Life was too big for me.
生命对我来说太大了。
I couldn't understand.
我没有办法了解。
I didn't know why or what to do.
我不晓得为什么也不晓得怎么办。
Everything was totally changed.
一切完全改变。
Until the Holy Spirit came.
直到圣灵来了
5 years later
五年后
And then everything was right again
然后一切又好了
He makes things right
他使事情成为好的
All the bitterness and all the self-pity they disappear
所有的苦毒所有的自怜都消失了
I had a companion
我有一位同伴
I'd be out alone in the farm I'd talk to him every day
我可以在外面割草我可以单独在外面我可以每天都一直跟他讲话
Make up song, just to sing to him.
唱歌自己做一些歌
Oh, they were dumb things.
单单对他唱
But they were sweet things. You know they can be dumb and sweet at the same time.
你知道的是很笨但是也很甜蜜你知道事情可能
Because they come from your heart.
同时是笨的但却是甜蜜的
Oh, I'm so glad
因为那是发自你的内心的我真高兴他来了他改变了我整个的生命
And that's the question I want to leave with you tonight.
这就是我今天晚上要留给你们的问题
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you were converted?
你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
Because if not, your life is very limited and very powerless.
如果没有的话你的生命受到很多的限制而且非常的没有能力
Because he is a mighty power.
因为它是很强大的能力
But not a destructive power
但这不是一种毁灭性的能力
It says our God is a consuming fire
圣经有讲说我们的神是烈火
Do you remember the fire that burned in a bush and Moses saw it?
记不记得摩西看到燃烧的荆棘丛
Do you remember about that in the Bible?
记不记得圣经里面提到这个地方
Did you notice that the fire didn't burn the bush?
你有注意到火没有把那个荆棘给烧毁。
Well, if it's a consuming fire, why didn't it burn the bush?
如果它是烈火，是会烧灭的火，它为什么没有把那荆棘给烧毁呢
No, it's consuming, but not destructive.
它是会烧尽，但不是具有破坏性。
I'll tell you what it did burn.
我要告诉你，它确实烧掉的是什么东西。
Every tick, every insect,
每一只跳蚤，每一只虫。
Any disease was on that bush, it got burned up.
任何在那个荆棘上面的疾病通通给烧掉了
But not the bush
但是荆棘却没有被烧掉
You see, fire can be very wonderful You cook your food on it
你知道火也可能是很好的东西你用火来煮食物
just treat it right
只要你用正确的方式对待它
Everything is wonderful
一切就很好了
If we don't treat it right and it gets out of control We've got troubles
如果处理的方式不对我们失控了就会有麻烦
The Holy Spirit isn't destructive
圣灵不是具有破坏性的
powerful.
但是它是很有能力的
And we need And I needed And still need And you need
我们需要我需要我现在还需要
This wonderful Spirit of God
你也需要
To make you one of his children One of his companions That you walk with
需要 神，我们身为神的儿女，我们都需要他来做我们的同伴，与他同行。
It's just like you've got someone always with you.
就好像你有一位总是和你在一起的。
And you'll be conscious of it.
而且你会意识到他。
Many, many times. Oh, too many times to count.
许许多多次，这次数太多了，我都算不了。
He's helped me through so many, many things.
他帮助我经历了太多太多事情。
But he was always there to hear my prayers.
他总是在那里听我的祷告。
And I had to learn how to pray.
我必须学习怎么样去祷告。
Because then we learn how to pray, then we learn how to get answers to our prayers.
因为我们学习怎么样去祷告，我们也学习怎么样得着祷告的答案。
Oh, I've seen it so many times.
一个小孩子，我常常看到这样的情形。
A little 2 or 3 year old.
一个两三岁的小孩子
in the supermarket with his mother,
他在超级市场里面和妈妈在一起
he tries to get anything that looks pretty.
他凡是看到漂亮的东西通通想要
if he's in reach, he grabs it and puts it in the cart and mother has to put it back.
如果他伸手去把这个东西抓到了篮子里面妈妈又得把它放回去
and when they go by the checkout counter and the gum is close and the candy is close,
当他们到了要结账的地方如果糖都在旁边
and she has to put it back.
然后呢小孩又会拿妈妈又放回去
Sometimes he cries.
有时候孩子会哭
Once in a while she'll give him something.
偶尔妈妈会给孩子一点东西
But most of the things he asks for he doesn't get.
但是他大部分所求的所要的都没有得着
But when he's 10 years old,
可是当他十岁的时候
he's learned how to get things.
他已经学会了怎么样得着东西
And about everything he picks off the shelf, mom says, oh yeah, we can have that.
他从架子里面上挑上来的东西妈妈说嗯，这个我们可以买
He's learned how
他已经学会了要怎么做
Mom hasn't changed but he's learned
妈妈没有改变但是这个孩子已经学会了
And the Holy Spirit does answer our prayers
圣灵确实会应允我们的祷告
When we learn how to pray
当我们学会了怎么样祷告的时候
But the most important is Have you received the Holy Spirit? Is he the companion, the helper of your life.
最重要的，你是否已经受了圣灵？他是否是你生活中的帮助者，是你的同伴
Because to me, that's the most important thing for every believer after he's been converted.
因为对我来说，这是当信徒回转之后最重要的事情。
More important than your job, than your employment, more important than your employment.
比你的工作更重要。
More important than your marriage,
比你的婚姻更重要。
More important than your home,
比你的家庭更重要。
More important than anything else in your life,
比你生命中任何其他的事情都重要。
If he's in your home will be so much more beautiful.
如果他在你的家中，你的家会美得多。
I'm so glad he came into my life before I was married.
我很高兴在我还没有结婚之前，他就已经进到了我的生命中。
I had a pretty good temper.
我有相当好的脾气。
If you don't believe it, ask the horses I used to drive.
如果你不相信的话，你问我以前骑的马。
And the cows I used to take care of.
还有我以前照顾的牛。
Oh, they knew all about it.
他们知道这一切。
But then, 10 years later, we were married.
可是十年后我们结婚了。
By then, he'd come into my life.
那个时候他已经进到了我的生命。
And changed a lot of things.
而且改变了很多的事情。
Oh, I remember. After I was a Christian, I'd lose my temper.
我记得当我做了基督之后，我还是发脾气。
And I'd beat on the horse.
我会打马。
Poor animal.
可怜的动物。
And then the Holy Spirit would say, "Uh-oh."
然后圣灵会说
"Oh no, here I go again. Here I go again."
哎呀，我又出了差错。
And I'd repent.
我悔改。
And I'd ask God to forgive me.
我求神来赦免我。
Sometimes I even ask the horse to forgive me.
我甚至有时候都求马来饶恕我。
But about 6 months,
差不多过了六个月，这一切都消失了。
Because I didn't want it.
我不想要这个了。
It didn't belong. That dirty thing didn't belong in my mouth.
那个肮脏的东西已经不属于我的口了。
And the Holy Spirit bring my attention to it even before it came out.
圣灵在我那个脏话还没有出来之前就已经提醒我。
Well, thank God it was before I was married.
感谢神，那是在我结婚之前的事。
Because after we were married, our children came.
因为当我们结婚之后，我们生了孩子。
My children have never seen us quarrel in all our life.
我们的孩子一生当中从来就没有看过我们吵架。
They've never seen us express anger.
他们从来就没有看到我们表现的生气。
Because you see, he changes things.
因为圣灵改变了事情，他帮助我们。
We needed him in our home. It would have been a terrible home.
我们家中需要他，不然家就会很可怕。
We needed him with our children.
我们的孩子也需要他。
So many times he's healed our children.
有很多次，圣灵都医好了我们的孩子。
I never had to take my three children to a doctor, except John once when he broke an arm.
我的孩子三个孩子我从来就没有带他们去看过医生除了有一次我的儿子他手臂摔断了
We had to take and have it set
我们必须把他带到医院里面让他手臂固定好
Because they get sick we'd pray and the Holy Spirit would touch them and that was the end of it
因为当我孩子生病的时候我们就祷告然后圣灵会摸着他们病就好了
We need him
我们需要他
But we don't just need to have an experience we need to learn to walk with him and let him be、shall I say our helperLet him be our companion.
但是我们要的不是一次的经验而已，我们要的是与他同行，让他成为我们的帮助者，让他成为我们的同伴。
And that's the biggest reason why we're here.
这就是我们在这里最大的原因。
To help you to understand, I need this for myself.
来帮助你了解我自己需要这个。
I need this gift of the Holy Spirit that God gave to Jesus and Jesus gave to us.I need him in my life.
我需要这位神所赏赐给耶稣，而耶稣给赏也赏赐给我们的圣灵。我的生命中需要他。
God promised Jesus that after the cross, he would give him the Holy Spirit for us.
神答应过耶稣在十字架之后，他会为了我们把圣灵给我们。
That's why one of the things we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father.
这就是为什么我们称圣灵的血是父所应许的。
Jesus said he's going to come.
耶稣说他会来。
Sure enough, in 10 days he came.
确实过了十天他来了。
The promise was fulfilled.
应许已经实现了。
And that's what we desire for you.
这就是我渴望你们得着的。
Because we know the wonders of it.
因为我们知道它的奇妙。
We know the power of it.
我们也知道它的能力。
We know the beauty of it.
我们也知道它的美。
Because it opens the door into the things of God like nothing else can.
因为它能够打开门进到神的事情里面，是其他的事情做不到的。
Because he speaks to us, but not with English words.
因为他对我们说话不是用英文。
Because there's so many beautiful things that our words can't talk about.
因为有很多美好的东西是我们的言语说不出来的。
You could never explain a beautiful sunset.To a blind man.
你永远没有办法对瞎眼的人解释很美的夕阳。
Never, never.
你永永远远都做不到。
But you see, when we have eyes, we can see it.
但是我们有眼睛的话，看得到。
And then we know, and nobody had to say anything.
这时候我们就知道了，不必任何人告诉我们什么。
And that's the way the Holy Spirit works.
这就是圣灵工作的方式。
With the eyes of our inner being,
用我们里面的眼睛
and the ears of our understanding,
还有我们悟性的耳朵
He speaks to us,
他对我们说话
not in English,
不是用英文
but with suddenly you see a beautiful sunset,
而是忽然之间你看到很美的夕阳
or you look into the heart of a perfect rose,
或是你看到一朵完美的玫瑰花的中心
or you look in the face.Of a beautiful baby.
或是你看着一张很美的婴儿的脸。
And you see something so much more than a piece of flesh.
你看到的不只是一个肉体的东西。
When you look in the face of a baby, it might be 5 pounds.
当你看一个婴儿，他或许只有5磅重。
Well, you can go to butcher and buy 5 pounds of meat too.
你也可以到卖肉的商人那边去买5磅肉。
But it isn't the same, is it?
可是不一样，对不对？
Feeding that little bit of meat, you see a beautiful being.
你有悟性的眼睛，当你看到那小块肉的时候，你是看到一个很美的人。
With all kinds of wonderful potential.
有各种各样奇妙的潜能。
And you're drawn to it.
你就被它吸引了。
And so many people want to say, "Well, let me hold it."
很多人都会说啊，让我来抱一抱。
Because there's a drawing to it.
因为它会很吸引我们
Because it's so beautiful
因为它这么美
It's so helpless
它这么无助
It's so alive
是这么的有生命
It's so real
这么真实
And you want to have a part of it
你会想要有份于它
That's the way the Holy Spirit works
这就是圣灵工作的方式
Someone else might say, oh, that's just a piece of meat
别人或许会说哎呀，那只是一块肉而已
To you, maybe
对你来说或许是
I suppose...That if a lion looked at that baby, all he'd see was meat.
我相信如果一只狮子看着那婴儿的话，他所看到的只是肉而已。
But we're not lions.
但我们不是狮子。
We see something far, far more.
我们看的远不止这些。
And the Holy Spirit sees something far more in you and in me.
圣灵在你我身上看的远不止这些。
He's not only helping, he's guiding us.
他不止帮助我们，他要引导我们。
Because he doesn't just see another man or another woman.
因为他看的不是一个男人，一个女人。
He sees another angel in formation.
他看到的是另外一个正在成型中的天使。
Another being that's going to live forever with God in absolute purity and holiness.
另外一个将要永远跟神活在完全的圣洁当中的人。
And when the Holy Spirit's in us, as far as God's concerned, and as far as the angel's concerned, it's just not another man or another woman.
当圣灵在我们的心中的时候，就神来说，就天使来说，我们不是另外一个人而已，一切就都改变了。
Have you received the Holy Spirit?
若你受了圣灵
，since you believed，
你信的时候受了圣灵没有
？It's not when you believed; it's after.
换句话说，不是说当你信的那个时候，而是说当你信之后。
And to close in the book of Acts in the words of Jesus.
最后，在《使徒行传》里面，耶稣的话。
The second chapter. No, first chapter.
使徒行传第一章。
And verse, chapter 8, chapter 1 and verse 8.
第一章第八节。
You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And then you can tell people about God.
然后你就能够跟人们诉说神的事情。
With power to witness, and people know that you're talking right.
有能力来做见证，人们也知道你说的对。
But it not happened before.
但是
after he comes and fills you,
并不是在这之前就发生了，而是当他来充满你了之后，然后
life changes so much.
然后生命的改变就很大了。
Father, I pray for these.These, Lord, that have lived in a strange, a foreign land with a foreign tongue.
父，我为这些人祈求，他们住在异国，有异国的语言。
How much they need you?
他们是何等需要你。
How many problems and troubles they find in life?
他们在生命中发现的问题是何等的多。
How difficult when you live in a foreign land?
当你住在外国的时候是何等的困难。
They're all alone.Except their own families.
跟家人分开来。
And Lord, everyone needs you.
主，每一位都需要你。
Those that have already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
早就已经受了圣灵洗的人。
Cause them to realize we need more. We need to live closer to Him.
使他们明白我们需要更多的，我们需要更靠近你来生活。
The first friend of my life and the first companion of my heart.
直到你成为。我心中第一位朋友，成为我心中第一个同伴。
Till I love him more than I love my wife or my family.
直到我爱他过于爱我的太太，爱我的家人。
He is first of all.
他是一切当中居首位的。
And any here that have not received him, Father.
父，这里若有任何人还没有接受圣灵。
Open their understanding, they might realize what something so beautiful that they can have, and you would give them.
求你开他们的心窍，让他们明白圣灵是这么美好的东西。他们能够跟你求，你也很乐意给他们。我们没有办法赚来，我们也没有办法去买。
But you can give it.
但是你能够给我们。
And we need it.
我们需要它。
And I need you.
我需要你。
I need you every day.
我每天都需要你。
All the time.
我时时需要你。
Because life is so big without you.
因为若没有你，生命这么大。
There's no one to help us.
没有人来帮助我们。
And we get so insecure.
我们变得这么没有安全感。
And even frightened.
甚至害怕。
And hurting.
受伤。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，求你来。
Come, reveal yourself.
求你来启示你自己。
Come, put a hunger and a thirst in hearts that says, Lord, I want you, I need you.
求你把一个渴慕放在我们的心中，让我们说，主啊，我需要你，我想要你。
I don't want to live alone.
我不想要独自过日子。
It's frightening to live alone.
单独生活是很害怕的。
But I want that helper that came to help us.
但是我想要那位来帮助我们的帮助者。
You come to us individually, not just as a group.
你临到我们是个别的，而不只是不是一群人的。
And fill us with your power and your love and your grace.
用你的爱、你的能力、你的恩典充满我们。
And your helps.
还有你的帮助。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵求你来。
I need you.
我需要你。
Come, sweet Spirit, I pray.
甜蜜的圣灵，我求你来。
Come in your grace and come in your power. Come in your own way.
求你带着你的恩典、你的能力来，用你自己的方式来。
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
充满我，用圣灵充满我。
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵充满我。
Fill me again.
再次充满我。
Fill me anew.
重新的充满我
because I need you.
因为我需要你
And Lord, let that become such a desire that you won't stay away.
主，让这个成为我们心中很大的渴望
So you'll answer that prayer.
让这渴望不会消失，直到你应允这个祷告
You can pray it at home, in the morning, in the night, at noonday.
你可以在家中，在早上，在中午都
With a heart crying out, come to me.
带着心中的呼求说，求你临到我
You've made me your child.
你已经使我成为你的孩子了。
But I don't want to be like an orphan child.
但是我不想要像个孤儿一样。
I don't want to be alive but not living with you.
我不想要只是活着却没有跟你活在一起。
Bring me into that fellowship.
求你把我带到那种相交里。
Into that relationship.
进到跟你的关系里。
Until you can reveal God and the things of God to me.
直到你能够把神还有神的事情启示给我。
I ask in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
阿门。
圣洁的居所，让你圣灵得以居住。主啊。